You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Singer and guitarist Graham Norwood grew up in the Bay Area during the 90s, where he taught himself how to play music. Years later, he got married and gave up on his music career. It wasn't until after his divorce that he was inspired to write new songs. Norwood spent some time in the New York scene, and now he's back in the Bay Area with his debut album, Out of the Sea. The album has a dreamy sound about the ups and downs of life. KALW's Janae Darden sat down with Graham to talk about love and living with blindness.
So what brought you to music?
I just sort of immediately was into it as a kid. Before I had any sort of intellectual idea of why I liked it so much, it just seemed to make me happy, and I enjoyed singing along to the radio and playing along to the radio. And then I think, you know, later I thought more about it, and I'm sure there was an element of, as a blind person, feeling like this was a level playing field. If I could play, then I could play. You know, nobody's ever said Stevie Wonder is pretty good for a blind guy.
That is so true. I've never heard that.
I think that probably had something to do with it as well. But it's always just been very meaningful and very enjoyable and life-affirming for me.
So when you were young, a kid, were you performing at school?
Yeah, I had a terrible band in sixth grade. We were called The Legends.
The Legends.
And, I would play at talent shows and stuff. And then that became, you know, more serious bands in high school. And then it just sort of developed from there to being more of a semi-professional and then a professional thing. And it's kind of just always been there for me.
So you have a wide range of influences.
Yeah, I think music is... you can enhance any kind of feeling or any kind of emotion that you have, whether it's you're feeling sad and you want to listen to sad music, or you want to listen to something to pump you up to go out at night or whatever. And one genre of music doesn't necessarily do all that. It's a cliche that they call music the universal language, but it's pretty true in a lot of respects.
But every time I try to leave here, some inchoate call.
I got serious about adulthood for a brief period in my late 20s, and I got married, and I married a painter, and it just seemed like one of us had to do something that would bring in income. We couldn't both be allergic to money, so I decided that I was going to go back to grad school and not focus on music as a career, and I think ultimately it was not the smartest decision for me. I was a little bit adrift without playing regularly, and so I ended up getting back into it and never looked back since. After the split, I decided that I really wanted to do my own music in addition to doing the side gigs that I did.
I was interested in the title, Out of the Sea, because for a lot of people, water is calming. And I know you deal with heavy personal issues in the album. And so what does Out of the Sea mean for you?
So the last song on the album is a song called Out on the Shore. And it's this sort of extended metaphor about wading into the ocean and then walking along the bottom of the ocean and coming out the other side. And the last lyric of the album is climbing out of the sea. I didn't set out to do this explicitly, but looking back at the song, I think it was a little bit of a way for me to discuss my journey, you know, wrestling with all of the things that came up as a part of that process, and then ultimately climbing out of the sea, getting out of the most difficult part, and finding a new beachhead to start again. I feel like it's really important for me to talk about blindness, to live my life openly as a blind person, and just, you know, in some small way to kind of be an ambassador for the low vision community. I think talking about blindness and just living as a semi-public figure, you know, performing on stage and doing things of that nature, I'm the only blind person that most of my friends have ever met. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's true in general, that there may be as many as 3 million blind people in the U.S., but we're not that visible. And I think that lack of visibility breeds a certain amount of kind of, let's say, benign ignorance, where people just don't know what blind people are capable of because they're not, you know, they don't have a blind coworker, they don't have a blind student in their class. And so they make assumptions about what blind people can and can't do. And sometimes that comes from, you know, a very noble, good impulse, which is empathy, to try to think, well, if I suddenly couldn't see, you know, what would my life be like? But that's not an apples to apples comparison, because, you know, somebody like me, I've had 38 years to learn how to be a blind person and to figure out the strategies and, mm-hmm. you know, the ways to succeed in the world. Whereas somebody who's never been blind, you know, if they suddenly lost their vision, they would think, oh my God, I don't even know where the bathroom is.
Well, one thing that we all have in common, whether we're sighted or visually impaired, is love.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
amen.
And you definitely cover that a lot in your album. What did you learn about love just through your experiences through the split, and how does that come out in this album?
It's a painful experience to go through a divorce or a breakup. I think one thing that I learned was the importance of trying to take that experience and, you know, not just project on the other person and not just say, oh, this was 100% their fault and I'm in the clear here, but really to think, why did this happen, and what role did I play in this, and how can I improve as a person and do this better the next time? I think that was really important, you know, trying to recast the pieces of a broken relationship so that the next time around I could, you know, be a better partner and have a more successful relationship. So that was definitely something that I thought a lot about. I like the idea of, you know, having a growth mindset and feeling like you can always get a little bit better at something, whatever it might be. I think sometimes we tell ourselves a lie to make it easier on ourselves, that, like, actually this person was horrible. And sometimes we get in really horrible relationships. But a lot of the time, I think maybe we make it easier to just sort of caricature the other person. And something that I learned is that I don't want to live that way. I don't want to have really negative, I don't want to carry around really negative feelings about anybody, really, if I can help it. Especially not somebody that, you know, has meant a lot to me at some point in my life. There's a lot of, like, good reasons why people are just not perfectly aligned. Maybe they have different goals or something. And so I try to think about that.
It's funny because those kind of situations and that heartbreak and that growth makes for good art.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because I think a lot of songwriters would tell you it's way easier to write a sad song than a happy song. It's just, there's something about being upset or, you know, being sad or angry or frustrated. Like, all of those negative emotions are really, really good fodder for songwriting. And it's actually pretty hard to write a really happy song. And I think maybe we're just in this kind of post-ironic phase where, you know, just being really sincere and earnest is not that cool anymore. So it's hard to just to write a song and just be like, yeah, I'm psyched. Life's good.
When time has run its course at last, I know not where I'll be.
That was musician Graham Norwood speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. Graham's album, Out of the Sea, debuts January 31st. Go to KALW.org to learn more about it. When